I can't hear y'all. Y'all excited? Man, y'all ain't excited. Y'all know why y'all ain't excited? Because you need more people. That's the name of the game. You need more people. We need more people. I need more people. That's the game that we play. It's about getting more people exposed. Next slide. I'm gonna be brief today. I want to hear Bill. Anybody want to hear Bill? All right. See, the events, you got to sell the event to event. This is an event to event business. See, I post this for my guys as soon as I saw it. I want you to know what the agenda is for 2023. Why? Because I don't want to hear no excuses why you can't be at the event. We already know the dates. You can book your rooms. I got people on my team, they don't book their rooms a whole year out for all the events. Sometimes somebody already started for Keystone. Why? Because we build a business from event to event. You got to sell out from event to event. Next slide. Most people in here run this play or some variation of a four-point game plan. You might call it something else. And this is a whole hour presentation just on a four-point game plan, but I'm just going to hit the 4 points. Number one, everyone's job is recruiting. That's the number one priority. There's nothing more important than bringing people into the business or, as Bill said, rescuing people. Anybody ready to rescue some people? Man, we got to rescue a lot of people. Number two, everybody's got to come to the opportunity meeting. The opportunity meeting is where the vision is sold for people after they see the presentation. Number three, you got to get paid to recruit. This is a business. You're supposed to make money when you're in business. So as you recruit people, you got to get paid for recruiting. And number four is you got to sprint people to district. How do you get the regional vice president without districts? See, if you get districts, districts move up. They push people up to regional vice president. If you can become a district leader, you can become a regional vice president, because a regional vice president is nothing more than a district leader that promotes district leaders. Next slide. Everybody always looks at the iceberg. They look at the tip of the iceberg and say, this is pretty, this is nice. And you know, the four-point game plan is like the tip of the iceberg. But there's some underlying factors, the stuff that goes on under that you can't see. And that's how you move people, is the stuff that goes on under the surface. Next slide. All right, so in business, there's business cycles just like there's life cycles. See, in life, you got to breathe, you got to eat, and you got to sleep. Am I right? All right, now, which one of those will kill you the fastest? If you stop breathing, eating, or sleeping? If you stop breathing, it's going to kill you the fastest. In our business, we have business life cycles, okay? Breathing in our business is your daily prospecting, your one-on-ones, sitting down in front of people, showing them the deal, giving them an opportunity to be rescued. You got to do that. If you stop doing that, your business is dead. You got to breathe life into your business every single day by getting new prospects or sitting down in front of somebody talking to them. All right, the second thing that'll kill you if you stop is eating. If you don't eat, You gotta be nourished. The body's gotta be nourished. Your mind has gotta be nourished. You gotta show up to your weekly meetings and your weekly trainings. That's like eating. You gotta go get fed. And then the third part of it is sleep. You gotta get some sleep. Some of y'all sleeping on getting people in the environment. That's why we don't have more people in here, because you sleeping on it. We gotta get more people in the environment so they can get exposed to what you see, what you feel, and what you hear. Next slide. See, Ray Kroc, everybody thinks Ray Kroc sold hamburgers. Ray Kroc didn't sell no hamburgers. He was selling the dream. He was selling the vision. So are you selling the dream? Are you selling the vision of where you're going? Because if you can't sell it, you can't get nobody to buy it. So you got to have a vision. You got to know what it is that you want, and you got to go after it. Next slide. If you can't sell the dream and you're not good at selling the dream, get somebody else to sell the dream for you. Now, I just picked a few people in the audience that sell the dream when you come here. You got Chris and Tasha Gray. They sell the dream. Look, Chris used to sell sausage. He tells you what he used to do, but he don't sell that no more. Tasha tells you where she came from. See, you got to sell the sizzle. Warren Powers used to play in the NFL. See, there's all different people from all different walks of life. You got to learn how to sell the story. Olivier Brutus, he worked for Domino's. Come on. Mary Hayes was making six figures before she got to Primerica. It's all kinds of people. Belda Rubio, she was successful in real estate, making $100,000. See, these are the things that you can use to tell people because people just don't know if they can relate. This weekend, Bill and I was selling that like crazy. How often you get to hear from one of the founders? He's one of the founders. He's one of the people that built this thing, and you can't show up? You couldn't figure out how to sacrifice and get here, get more people here? And then Glenn Williams was here this weekend, the CEO of the company. How many of y'all get to meet the CEO on your job? Some of y'all been working for 30 years. You ain't never seen him. Somebody could have got started in the business yesterday, this morning, and still come saw Glenn Williams yesterday. Next slide. Man, y'all got to learn how to sell this thing, man, if you want to get big. I hear some different analogies I use when I'm talking about selling it, okay? So we got high school football. Anybody know a little bit about high school football? You got Friday night lights. It's exciting. It's an environment. That's like your one-on-one presentation when you sit down talking to somebody. You sell them the dream. They see it from one point of view. Next slide. Then you invite them down to the op meeting. That's like going to the national championship game. See, we got the big game coming up on Monday. See, that's your op meeting. You gotta get the people in front of the best people. They can sell it better than you can sell it. Next slide. And then you got the Super Bowl, the game of all games. Get big or go home. See, how many people can you get here? How many people can you consistently get here and grow it? See, this is the Super Bowl. This is the Mecca. This is it. Next slide. Now, here's another analogy I use. Let's say this is one of your good friends. We're going to call him John. All right? You go on to McDonald's. John's at McDonald's. He's got grease all over his shirt, hat dirty. Just, he look a mess. And you looking at him like, what in the world? And he's excited. He's like, you say, hey, what's up? John's like, man, hey, how you doing? Welcome to McDonald's. He all excited. See, the difference between him and you is he had a chance to go behind the scenes with Ray Kroc and found out it was a multi-million dollar business. So he's excited about learning how to run the multi-million dollar business. See, coming to Winston-Salem, you get to get behind the scenes. You get to hear from the million-dollar earners, the people that's done it big. See, you got to fight to get people in the building, in the seats, butts in the chairs. Next slide. We sell the VIP. I want everybody to know what you got to do, because what you got to do depends on where you want to sit. Do you want to sit up front or you want to sit in the nosebleeds? You got to make a decision. 20 recruits gets you up here. I don't know where up here, but you're going to be up here. You can actually hear me if you get 20 recruits. And then you can fight to get up here to the front. The players are up front. The players don't sit in the back. The players are up front. Next slide. If y'all want to know who's who around here, they sit up here. If y'all want to know who to talk to and have conversations with, they up here. Not back there. They don't know. If they knew, they'd be up here. I got a flyer. Soon as I find out who the next speaker is for this week, when we get back Monday and I have my team meeting, we're going to have another flyer selling the next event, March 3rd through the 5th. And I post it. Every meeting we got is on the day I go. It's on the screen. Every meeting. Why the music's playing? Why? Because it's important. We got to get people to Winston-Salem. You got to get people here. See, do you know how you feel when you get here? We just did recognition. Did you see how excited people were? Next slide. Rule number one, you got to show up for everything. Everything. Not some things, not one thing. Everything. Next slide. See, you got to have a goal. The goal was 100. Did we hit the goal? We didn't hit the goal this time of 100. But we were going for it. So you better have something that you're going for that you can get excited about it. And I check with my leaders and see who they got coming. I don't need to know. I don't have to talk to everybody myself. I sell it, and I check in with my leaders to find out who they got coming, and I know where we are. Next slide. Shirts. Now look, T-shirt is a form of commitment. You pay your money for your shirt. That's a form of committing that you're coming. We want to collect the money for the shirt. Same thing with the tickets. We get people to pay for the tickets. Now, everybody does different stuff. I'm just going to tell you what we do. So when I teach my guys is, when you come, we're supposed to buy tickets. Am I right? Because you're supposed to bring people back to the next event. So we buy tickets in advance, and I let my guys, this is what I tell them. Look, when we go back, you get people to give you the $50 for the ticket. That's a commitment that they're coming. And when they get here, you give them the $50 back. Now, you don't tell them you're going to give them $50 back. You wait till they show up. It's a commitment. You got to put some skin in the game. You can't move this thing if you don't get some skin in the game. Next slide. We got a hat. If you double-digit recruit, you get one of these hats. If you see one of these hats, you know they're on my team, you know they recruit. If they don't have one of these hats, they ain't no recruiters in my base shop. Next slide. Recognition. People need to know what they're going to get recognized for. Your first recruit, first sale, your bonus, promotions, top 10 at your level, the rally award. We focus on all of this stuff. I talk about it all. Next slide. The law of large numbers is the great equalizer. We got to get more people. See, when you get people in here, they see something. They feel something. See, people don't do the business because they lack belief. See, when they get in here, they believe. When they see somebody walk across the stage and they say, man, if they can do it, I can do it. When you hear somebody say, I used to sell sausage, they say, man, I can do it. When you hear me say, man, I'm a college dropout, I'm a retired student, you believe you can do it. You don't have to have no master's degree. You got a master showing up and moving people. Next slide. See, when I get in the environment here and I get my people here, I know the mindset is going to be the same because we're going to talk recruiting, we're going to talk developing REPs, and we're going to talk about going to SNSD factory. See, that we know what the mindset is, so I got to get my people in here to make sure they got the right mindset, not Primerica Financial Services, because we're going to move some products, but we got to get the people in place. We got to get the infrastructure first. Next slide. The law of large numbers, the NFL, they do a draft every year, 256 draft picks through 7 rounds. Now, this was the 2017 draft class. So they were down. Think about all the kids that start out peewee football, high school football, college football, NFL. Everybody don't make it to the league because they only take 256 every year. And there's 50 states with kids all over trying to get to the league. Now, these are just a few of them from that class. You got Patrick Mahomes, Mike Williams, Miles Garrett, Cooper Kupp, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. These were some of the best people. See, they had a lot of people that tried out, started out peewee. Got all the way to the NFL draft. They made the cut, and these are the better players out of the ones that made the cut. You got to keep bringing a lot of people. So when you keep bringing a lot of people, you're going to bring some. They're going to go home. A lot of them are going to quit. You bring a lot more people back the next time, some of them are going to go back home and quit. But every now and then, you pick up a player here, you pick up a player there, just like they do in the draft, and you put that thing together. Next slide. And then you got to build relationships. See, this is one of the ways we build relationships. Because we got people all over the country because of what happened with the pandemic. So if you want to meet me, you got to come to Winston-Salem, North Carolina to meet me if you don't live in the same state. See, look, there's a party on Friday night. If you want to party, you want to karaoke, you want to eat, we going to go out later and eat with the team. See, it's building relationships. That's how you build it. That's how you move people. And look, we are SNSD Factory.